Let's talk about 5 rules for being a better friend in a world that's terrified of basic communication. Because yes, we can see in the data that millennials and Gen Z are socializing way less, but it's not just because they're broke and tired, although they are often those things. But it's also that we've become so conflict avoidant that we would rather slow ghost a friendship than have one mildly uncomfortable conversation.
This is Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over.
Number one is set expectations clearly in advance rather than waiting for people to accidentally offend you. I'll give the example of a party, but if you want people to remove their shoes at the door, keep their voices down because of a sleeping baby, and bring a dish or a bottle of something to drink, say those things when you invite them. Of course, we state things in a polite way, but people want to know how they're supposed to behave. And often discomfort accumulates from really small transgressions that could have been avoided by communicating your expectations. Number two is if someone has hurt you, say that. Generally speaking, we don't mean to hurt each other, and sometimes even our closest friends can say or do something that really upsets us. And the whole point of friendship is giving each other both grace and honesty. So rather than suffering in silence for years while your friend is oblivious, find a time to take them aside and compassionately let them know what happened. Give them a chance to hear you, to apologize, and to act differently in the future based on this information. And many people are afraid of doing this because of how the other person might respond, which brings me to number three, which is that no friendship that doesn't contain honesty and compassion is worth keeping. If you share with something that something they did hurt you even unintentionally and their response is to freak out on you or become abusive, you shouldn't keep that friendship. And one friend with whom you share mutual respect and transparency is worth 10 that you don't feel you can be honest with. Number four is that never clearly expressing a preference doesn't make you easygoing, it makes you burdensome. It may seem like being the person who says, I don't care, whatever's fine with me, we'll just do whatever, makes you really easygoing. But in many cases, all that does is put the burden on other people to figure out what the plan is. And you may have a really type A friend who prefers to plan absolutely everything. And if so, that's fine, that can be your dynamic. But that should be clearly communicated with each other. But if in general you are the person who never plans, initiates, proposes, organizes, or even states a preference, all that does is put the work on everyone else. Lastly, number five is tell people what they mean to you. Don't assume that your friends just know that you love them or care about them or are thinking of them or are proud of them. Say it. Reach out of the blue and say, I was just thinking about you today, really looking forward to catching up when you have a chance. Or if you saw that they achieved something, reach out and tell them individually how proud you are of them. If you love them, say you love them. If they did something that made you feel really loved or seen or appreciated, let them know how much it meant to you. There are so many little ways in which we take friendship for granted, and not taking the time to tell each other how we feel is one of them. So break the cycle.